travel isn't just about movement, it's about discovery, opportunity, and the stories that shape our world. Welcome to EJ, The World of Travel, the podcast where we explore how travel connects people, businesses, and cultures. I'm Tony Doe, and every episode we bring you insights, trends, and real stories from travelers, industry experts, and entrepreneurs navigating the global landscape. So whether you're a frequent flyer, a business owner eyeing new markets, or someone simply curious about the world beyond, you're in the right place. Let's take this journey together. December in West Africa isn't just the end of the year. It's a season of celebration, travel, and music. At its heart lies Dirty December, a phrase and phenomenon that blends parties, concerts, and festive energy, drawing millions to the streets, beaches, and event venues across Nigeria and beyond. The word dirty is playful street slang, is spin on dirty, meaning to let loose, to turn up, to fully enjoy the moment. In Nigeria, it came into the spotlight around 2016 when artists like Mr. Reezy used hashtag Dirty December for Lagos concerts and year-end events. At the same time, Ghanaian social media and December festivals around 2017 also used the phrase, sparking debates over cross-border cultural ownership. So while Nigeria popularized it, the narrative is shared and contested across West Africa. In 2019, the story took a turn. Nigerian creatives Deola and Dari Ataladi, through their company Lifespot 360, registered Dirty December as a trademark for entertainment services. Legally, this grants exclusive commercial use, but culturally, it sparked backlash. Can a phrase rooted in street culture really be owned? Should celebration itself be privatized? Well, these questions remain part of the conversation every year. Beyond ownership debates, Dirty December reflects larger tensions. Critics highlight excess, crowded streets, and commercial pressure on small businesses. Yet for millions, it's freedom, joy, and creativity. A time to reconnect with friends and family, travel back home, or simply embrace the rhythm of the season. Economically, it has become a powerful engine. Tourism, nightlife, hospitality, and entertainment all surge in December, creating opportunities that didn't exist before. Femi Fadino of the Association of Tourism Practitioners of Nigeria urges the diaspora to turn festive spending into investment. Last year, 1.5 trillion naira was spent across hospitality, logistics, and entertainment, but only a fraction reached creative infrastructure. And the possibilities ahead are fascinating. Could Dirty December evolve into a structured, globally recognized festival? Will the trademark model expand, or will grassroots energy continue to define the season? Perhaps the answer is both, curated events for commerce, yet wild, spontaneous celebrations for culture. Either way, it's a lens into how West Africa celebrates itself, vibrant, complex, and unapologetically bold. Dirty December, street-born slang, Nigerian popularization, Ghanaian influence, and trademarked ambition is more than a season. It's a story about culture, commerce, identity, and celebration. How we embrace it now will shape not just the month of December, but how West Africa's cultural moments are remembered and reimagined for years to come. If you're looking for a travel destination that combines relaxed charm, rich history, and vibrant nature, consider the Gambia. Nestled along the winding Gambia River, it's the continent's smallest country, yet it offers an outsized experience of culture, nature, and heritage. First, the landscapes. The Gambia combines golden Atlantic beaches with tranquil river vistas, mangrove fringes, bird-filled waterways, soft sandy shores. Reports highlight the appeal of river safaris and biodiversity along the Gambia River. From ecologies to community-run guesthouses, this is a place to slow down and connect. Next, the heritage and history. A key stop is Kunta Kinte Island, formerly James Island, part of a UNESCO World Heritage Site that bears witness to the African-European encounter and the transatlantic slave trade. Visiting this site offers reflection, memory, and context, not just sightseeing. Third, the culture and hospitality. Gambians are known for warmth of welcome. The destination encourages slower-paced travel, small group experiences, and authentic cultural encounters. It's ideal for those who want more than a beach resort stay. Of course, no destination is perfect. It's smaller in infrastructure than major tourist hubs, so travel logistics require planning. But that's part of its appeal. Fewer crowds, more so. If you want help planning your Gambia adventure, reach out to us at Global Links and Services Limited, your team for tailored African travel. Whether you need itinerary support, accommodation bookings, or local guide connections, we've got you covered. Drop us a line and turn that hidden gem idea into a real trip. Classrooms to cockpits, the world keeps opening up through travel and education, and Global Links and Services Limited is right at the center of it. Here's what's on offer this season. First up, Guyana. Through Global Links, you can now study MBBS at Texela University, a 5.5-year medical program offering affordable, world-class training with post-clinical opportunities in the United States. Admissions, visa, travel, all handled for you. You just focus on becoming the doctor you've always dreamed of. If your goals are set on Canada, there's a smarter route. The Pearl Academy in Warri offers the Ontario Secondary School Diploma, OSSD. That's a Canadian high school qualification earned right here in Nigeria. It's powered by Global Links, taught by certified Canadian tutors, and opens doors to scholarships and top global universities. And for professionals, opportunity calls from the Gulf. Through Global Links, you can now live and work in Oman, with verified placements across healthcare, hospitality, and technical sectors. The team takes care of your visa, flight, and relocation support. Prefer to stay in the skies? Book Turkish Airlines through Global Links and enjoy comfort, flexibility, and seamless connections to over 120 destinations worldwide. And here's one for your November calendar. TAG Angola Airlines is offering special fares from Lagos starting at 700,000 Naira, valid all month long. But hurry, seats are limited. Wherever your next step leads, study, work, or wander, Global Links and Services Limited is your trusted bridge to the world. Call or send a WhatsApp message to 0803-520-0478 or send an email to reservations@globallinkstravels.com. As the holidays draw near, it's the moment when many of us in the travel space need to move from dreaming to doing. Here's your tip of the week. Book early, pack smart, and plan for delays. First, lock in your tickets sooner rather than later. Holiday periods are high demand, and airlines raise fares as seats fill up and departure dates approach. For instance, experts recommend booking international flights well ahead. Waiting too long can leave you stuck with higher prices or less convenient options. And even for local or regional flights, the earlier you book, the more choice you'll have. Second, pack light, especially for busy travel seasons. Keep essentials like medications, chargers, a change of clothes in your carry-on. That way, if checked luggage is delayed, which is more likely when travel volume spikes, you still have what you need. Third, expect delays and airport ping pong. With more travelers, long security lines, crowded terminals, and heavier traffic all become part of the journey. Booking early and traveling with buffer time gives you a calmer experience. So here's your holiday travel mantra. Book early, pack smart, bring patience. The journey might be packed with flights, families, and festivities, but with the right prep, you'll arrive ready to enjoy and not just react. Ever noticed how flight attendants seem to communicate without saying a word? It turns out there's a whole secret language flying above our heads. With over 200 passengers and a constant roar of engines, clear talk isn't always possible. So the crew relies on silent signals, turning meal service into a kind of airborne charade. Passengers who've caught on find it hilarious, and some even try decoding it mid-flight. But beyond the laughter, it's a reminder. Every journey in the sky is its own dance of precision and teamwork, choreographed so smoothly, we barely notice. EJ, the world of travel, isn't just another podcast. It's where stories meet destinations and voices inspire journeys. In 2026, we look forward to partnering with brands and organizations that share our passion for travel, culture, and connection. If your brand belongs in this conversation, then let's talk. Send an email to tony@globallinkstravels.com, copy tonydoremedia@gmail.com. That's tony@globallinkstravels.com, copy tonydoremedia@gmail.com. EJ, the world of travel, is powered by Global Links and Services Limited. That's it for this episode of EJ, the world of travel. If you found this insightful, don't forget to subscribe and share with others who love to explore the world in new ways. For updates, show notes, more travel insights, check out glstravels.com/podcasts or connect with us on social media at glstravelsng. You can also send an email to tony@globallinkstravels.com. Got questions or ideas for future episodes? Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep moving, keep exploring, and keep discovering your world.